We're going to look at this Kuntres and Sveikas. Right, I think what we said, I sent out the Kuntres and Sveikas.
Yeah.
Yes, I think we should look at this Kuntres and Sveikas.
I think Rebbe was saying we're going to look at the Gemara. We're going to look at the new Gemara first. I don't mind.
Okay, I forgot. I totally forgot.
We're like the Briskers. We learned the Gemara as a Hechatzim Tzigat Reb Chaim.
Okay, no, you're right. I forgot about the Gemara. Okay, so where did we get up to in the Gemara? So we got
Hadar Amar Abaye, right?
Hadar Amar Abaye.
I was there last night, but that's what the Amar Mekomo
said. Okay, so basically, Abaye went ahead and shlugged up, or he tried to shlug up Rabbi Hanina. Or Hananya, I'm not sure how you pronounce it. Hananya, I guess it's Hananya. Rabbi Hananya wanted to bring a raya to Rabba. Rabbi Hananya brought a raya to Rabba that because you can't say, you know, there was a machlekes between Rav Hamnuna and Rabba. It was almost like a side machlekes, whether Tukva Koim Otsiim or Aim Otsiim. Rav Hamnuna thought that the only way to explain why it's Osir B'Giza B'Avayda is because Tukva Koim Aim Otsiim Osom B'Yado. And he thought, therefore, and as Rav Hamnuna apparently thought that there's a psuch, he's sort of Ainur B'Shuso, just like the Tusha Bom Yadah makes no difference. It's the same din. And therefore, it has to be chow. It has to be chow. They need takva koei, aim of simo somiado. Otherwise, it would be chisarin that it can't be chow the kedusha. So he understood that the brisa, this brisa, when it says amuska veveraya, must have meant takva koei, aim of simo somiado. And that's why the kedusha is chow. Came in on Rabba and says it's not mukhlach. You could say the brisa when it said amoska veveraya meant takva koein is motziim biyado, and it's still aser begida b'avayda kastusha b'omiyadal. So agav orche, which is not necessarily the original shaita, but we have a machlekes between Rabba and Rav Hamnuna and. Rabba, whether it's Mukhlach from the Braisa, Takva Koei, Motsiim, or Ein Motsiim. So came on Rabbi Hananya, and he said that we have a Raya that you're obviously, you Rabba, right? Because it's Mukhlach that the dinner has to be Takva Koei, Motsiim, Yado, because otherwise it would be. So Abaye said that's not Mukhlach because it could be that he only has nine animals and this. And therefore, Mimana Shachis Pater, if it's his mom, so he's Chayiv and then he can Pater. And if it's a Mimana Shachoin, then he's Pater anyway because he only has nine animals. Okay, so therefore, it comes out that there's no raya. Abaye saying to Rabbi Hananya that there's no raya. You want to prove takva koe, but see him also be yad. No, there's no raya. Okay, so now we're up to other Amar Abaye. I said there's no raya. From this Mishnah to talk for Kohen, that there's no raya, that talk for Kohen, Motsiim, also Yado, there is a raya. The Sveika, why? La, Barasiri, because the Sveik is not a Barasiri. It's an An, Kovas, Echonina, Minuyim. Now, if you counted one, it's Eichon. It jumped back, kuna b'turim. So that shows us it's Sveikas, not Barasiri. This agadai does vega boy asiri. The answer me marasha, the barki, you be shopper, come out, you laparki, wounded the minya roy. There are many minya roy a pite. And a lab, now this is going back on this ride that's vega lava siri. As it says in this mission, they call it Zechame Minuye, they're all potter. So why is that? And a massive name, a siri, bad, they're a siri, something. So there's a special drasha. Okay, now we have Siri Vade Rachman Vade Siri Safek. So if Hachinami means Hachinami, if you're going to say that, if you're going to say, I think it means, if you're going to say that Tokvo Kohen Motziem Oso Miyado, which means that the Kohen still has something that is something by this. So there would be a chisaren. Why is fake a close in the deer? It should be Siri Vad, I don't want Siri Safek. Hochinami means fake a close in the deer. In other words, the case of Kofasachem in Aminuyim, his potter proves a Siri Vad, I don't want Siri Safek. And if you're going to tell me, talk for Kohen, Emo, Tiemo, Somiado, so Hawking Ami, by Sveikas, the closest of deer, it's also a Siri Vadak, a Siri Safik. Right? In other words, there's a special drasha. We have this by Mamzer. It's a very strange drasha. And even though in Koat Tarakula, Sabik Deraisa is a Chumrah, according to most people, not the Rambam at least, but according to many people. But there are certain cases where the Torah says that Safek is mutter. Like Mamzer Safek is mutter. So there's also a drasha that Asiri Vav, they know Asiri Safek. In other words, you're not Chayim and Meiser when there's a Safek. Even though normally we should say, why not? What do you got to lose? And you should be Chayim, Safek Deraisa and Chumrah. Says, no, you're not Chayim. And if you're Chayim, if you give it, it's not Toyface. Because you're not supposed to get it's not really have chayes. Special drush of Asiri Vadin or Asiri Safik. Chayre, it's in with the Shef Shemaitza here, which I'm sure so many of you might sure know, goes into what about the fact that there's a right? Or that there, what would be if there be a chazaka? In other words, it gets into the Shaida, does Roiver Chazaka Paskin? It's vada. You know, he says a Siri Vada, no, a Siri Safek, but there's a right. So why is it it's called a Vada? Rosh Hashanah is that even though there's a right, right, the case of one animal jumped in. It says, yeah, even if there's like 1,000 animals, so it they're potter, because a Siri Vada, even though a Siri Safek, either the right. There's a rave that this is not the animal that jumped in. So you see that Asiri, this is a different sugya, not our sugya, but it actually connects to our same topic because many people, if you saw that contra sesekis that we did not do, but we're supposed to do, that and Rabbi Chanan also learns that the Shishina, whether Takfa Koi Motsim or Emotsim, is whether the Chazaka Paskin is Betaris Vadai or not. So we have the same Shaila here with Asiri Vadai or Asiri Safek. Why doesn't the Raif Paskin Betaris Vadai? And if a Raif, Ruba the Chazaka, Ruba Adit. So if Chazaka can Paskin Betaris Vadai, so Raif should also Paskin Betaris Vadai. And therefore it should be an Asiri Vadai, right? So that's a Shev Shemaitza, which is maybe Kedai to read because it's very, very excitistic. There's a few Shev Shemaitas on it. I don't remember offhand where they are. The first one is in Aleph Aleph, in Aleph Aleph, that I remember. And the second one, I don't remember where it is. The second one, he qualified, you know, Ruba de Isa come on and Ruba de Lesa come on. But this is that's I don't remember where that is. But okay. Anyway, but well, maybe we'll look at it. We have some time to do some bikkias because it's also very sad. But Pashim Shad is Mukhra from the Gemara here that Rav doesn't pass him. It's Arizvadai. Right? That's what it seems from this Gemara. that Rav is still not a Vaday. Okay. So that's what it's all about. So Abaya, meanwhile, getting back to our sugya, so Abaya is bringing a raya that Tukfo Koe Motsim El Sambiyado. Because if the din would be Amotsim El Sambiyado, Amotsim El Sambiyado is tantamount to mean that there's still a suffix, maybe belongs to the Kayim. Because it would be, if there would be no suffix, why wouldn't we be Motsim Biyado? So there must be some clear Sham Shaida. Then maybe it belongs to the Kayin. And if there's some Shaida, then maybe it belongs to the Kayin. So then it should be a Chisarin in Asiri Vada, if you know Asiri Safi. Right? Okay, that's good. So let's see Rashi. La Milsi da Amri. Tvadai Messiah Huda Mar. Tvadai comes out that it's a raya to Mar. Mar, we said, was Rava. The Iave Tzad Siyada Kohen Bey Misafek. If the Kohen has a Tzad Siyah, that is Safek. And therefore, Takfo Emo Tzimo Samyado. The Ashkenaz, the Kohen, he told himself, "I have a Ma'aseh Safek and Chayavim." He begged him, "Lavi Sarek Asrino," so you wouldn't have to be Ma'aserim. Kedamrit Asuri Ma'aserim Manashok. I said before you should give me Manashok. The Kohen Safek Chayiv Safek Potter La Barasiri Nino. There's a Safek your Potter. Vafido Echadigin Amemri Mimanashok. Even if you can say Mimanashok. But since there's a possibility, it's mimanashach that you'll be yaitzer. It's really unclear. It's mimanashach that you're going to end up being not eating nicer, but it's not mimanashach that you're chayiv. Is it sad to say that you're potter? It's a mimanashach that you're going to become potter. Okay. You were being ma'aser, but his limnos kishoim yotzim pesach adir. You're counting them out. Asher gil asara kovas echam min amiluyim. So one of them jumped back to toch adir. Beinam akiro. So the one that jumped back, he was already potter, because he was potter. We call this minyan haroi. So he was again potter, and now he jumped back. So kura b'turim. They know some shiatsu because the ones that went out, they were potter because you counted it. They know the shokadir, afilim elif. You know, because there's another one mixed in. Okay. So and just how do you people read the next words in Raja? Afilim heim elif shiatsu peturim. The guys tell me I thought this was a tricky Rashi, but then everyone tells me that they're the Gemara's have nekudas.
There's a dot after the Aleph by the Gemara.
Yeah, not in my Gemara. In other words, the simple reading of Rashi is Afido him Aleph Sheyatsu Turim. And that's not right because you can't have Aleph Sheyatsu. You only go out 10 at a time. Once you have 10, there's no Shaida right there. Every 10, the only suffix is within the 10. You count nine, and then they're potter, and the tenth one is chayiv, and then those ten are off the picture. Then you start all over again. So you can't have that. You counted out elif. It's just no such case. And Rashi before said beferish, hiskel nimdos kinshem yosem atre gil asara kofet zechem in aminuya. The guy at it. Rashi says beferish. That the guy jumped before 10. So when I read this Rashi, and I don't have your dots, I got all confused. Because here Rashi says, but it is correct. There's a stop. If you read it, I misread it when I first read it. So kuna betura benos nimshiyotsu, benos mitoch adir. Stop. Vafido aim elef
that's where the dot is.
That's the dot.
I'm sorry, Bafina, I'm out. That's right. That's where the dot is. I'm sorry, that. Bafina, Shadoch, Adir, Bafina, I'm out. Right. And then Sheyatsu is not out. I read it. I read it before. Beinosim Sheyatsu, Beinosim Shadir. And I got all confused. That can't be. There's no such thing as Elf Shiyatsu. And the Rashi before it said only Tenet Yatsu. So the Tarot says, right, so the dot is after the word Elf. So again, Beinosim Shiyatsu, Beinosim Shiyatsu, Chadir, Finoim Elf, period. Shiyatsu, Peturim. The Yatsu are Peturim. Mishom, Minyan Aroi. Because of the lamdes of Mishum of Minyan Aroi. Shekishimana on Hoya Minyan Aroi to Hashem. Even though you never got to 10, because now you stopped, but since you were planning on getting to 10, so that baptism. Shekishimana on Minyan Aroi to Hashem. Ulova Klau Meiser. I'm reading in the Chayre. It's talking about seeing Minyan Aroi Paiter. In other words, otherwise, without Minyan Aroi, you should say, listen, the ones in the deer are all mixed together, so there's suffix and they're potter. But these five that I counted out, there's definitely nothing mixed in them. So I should, why are the chatter? It is, once Minyan Aroi passes, you're potter. Okay.
But if for some reason they would be chayav, then yeah, the ones inside also should be chayav, because yeah, that one okay, that you're in is still chayav.
Yeah, you're right. So, but okay, I hear. I don't think that, I don't think that's fair, but okay, but you're right. Shemin, okay, so it's but he's going step by step. So also Shiyatsu Petura Minyan Aroi. Shake Shimano, Minyan Roy Ashim Shabura Klam Meiser. For me, Bakar is my saying Minyan Aroi Paiter. Okay. Baith and Shadoka there, Petura Mishim Zab Ura. Kosha Yabur Taka Shana Kamana Blow Shabak Far. In other words, if Louis Sir, we knew was already of our cloud, it was Kfar be Potter. Now you have a subject, Kol Khan Minayo Sabe Kfar Overhu. And there's a din that a Siri Bab, they know a Siri Safek. Okay. So therefore, okay, the Isagadai the Sveka.
Well, what's that? At this point, Rashi is predicated on the Siri Bab, they know a Siri Safek?
Well, this is it. He's going to continue speaking. No. He didn't say anything yet. He just said, he just explained the case. So surely the Kokamina Savik bar of it. Well, that's why, yeah, cover them in Kuna Pachura, because of Siri. But what else is shot? That. I think so. I mean, the Gemara is going to explain it, but that's okay.
How would the Roiv work here? What would the Roiv say here?
Roiv would say, you count out 10 animals. You got 1,000 animals in the corral that weren't counted yet. So count out 10 and say, Roy, then these 10 are from the 1,000, not from the 1.
And it wouldn't be considered kavua?
I don't know. I don't know my kavuas love this enough, but it's probably very not considered kavua because it jumped from the where it was. You know, the makom of the was where it out when it counted out and it jumped in. I don't think that's not called kavua.
Yeah, but again, maybe want to judge on this individual animal that I'm using as the 10th one,
or all 10, each of the 10.
Nine already went out.
I want to give again. I'm talking about the animals that are in the corral. You have 100 animals in the corral. Okay. Say, why don't you take off 10 of them and rely on the rights that they are from, they were never counted, and then give Meiser. Terence says that that we don't rely on rights. Okay. Right? There's only 1 out of 1,000 is pottered already. So each animal, there's a right. That it's not that one. Okay, that's not our sugya. That's the rush. The sheet that brings a rush. But okay.
Tyson's asked that.
What?
That's the Tyson's kasha.
Tyson's kasha is al bito beruba. Tyson's bito beruba.
So Rebbe's saying that what that this animal itself is from the roiv that hasn't been
two separate dinim. There's bito b'roiv and azlina b'aser roiv. Tovis is asking how's bito b'roiv. Bito b'roiv, the difference is that bito b'roiv we know turns it into vad. The bito makes it turns it into the thing that got bato into. For example, you can have, you know, the most famous case in Yeridea, not the most famous case, but it's the most fun case, is you have a plate of soup in your refrigerator and a fleishig of soup and a little bit of fleishig of soup, whatever, and you have a milk container on top of it, which has a drip, which has a little drip in the bottom. So it drip, 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 drip. So every drips into the soup. So you will have shishim keneged the milk in the soup. So even though it's a small little soup, but there's enough for shishim. Now it's been dripping for 10 hours. You end up having a pot of pure milk, basically, because the whole milk container dropped into this bowl. I said it was a pot. You just add a little bit of soup. The whole gallon of milk dripped in after a few hours. So now it's 98% milk and 1% fleishig of soup. The din is that the milk is fleishig. And so you can eat the milk in a fleishig meal. I don't know, you can eat it. But, and if you eat it, you become fleishig. Because shot is every drip became butter bereived, because every drip came in separately. And therefore, it becomes a chayv. It becomes bato. Bato makes you part of what you eat.
But at a certain point, why? At a certain point, it shouldn't.
No, because every drop is bato.
I mean, because the milk was really originally fleishig. Each piece of milk.
Each drop of milk drops in, becomes fleishig.
And then the next drop becomes fleishig.
No.
Don't say because of veneer.
No.
Why did it go? I don't remember.
I don't remember my year of day, but I just remember that case. So, but a ma'isa, so that's bito b'rei. So bito b'rei makes b'tarez v'adai. But the question that I believe that the Rosh asks, which is not in our type, is forget about bito b'rei. Let's say whatever answer you give, why bito b'rei doesn't apply here, we should have azlinen b'aserei. And that already, I think his answer is that azlinen b'aserei is not b'din v'adai. So Azlin and Basar Raif, I think that's what the Rush says. Well, let's not jump sugyas, but I think that's what the Rush was saying, that Bito Raif is a Din Vadai. For some reason, you have to say over here, there's no Din Bito Raif, because whatever, there's no Din Bito, whatever the reason is. I don't know why, I don't remember.
But can't create a Chiva. I think that Scheinberg
has a okay, I don't remember. And but Gazlina Basarai, he says it's not a din vaday, and then it's a siri vaday, but not a siri safin.
That means you need the pasuk anyways.
But the pasuk won't help for bito b'rei.
No, not b'rei. Not b'rei. Again, Rebbe's coming on to vaday, right? That means we need the pasuk. That's I thought the kash was. Right? Why do we need the pasuk go basaroy?
No. Just the opposite. Why does the pasuk apply here? The pasuk is mad there because asiri vaday or asiri safek. Shaila is why isn't this called an asiri vaday? Either because of bitul bereiv or because of asina basaroy. So it should be asiri vaday and the pasuk shouldn't apply. So as bitul bereiv type is asikash.
I mean, we should call this a vaday.
It should be a vadai because Rav is a posek. Since Rav passed in, it should be constant vadai. So I believe the Rush answers is a very sadistic Rush that Rav, even when it passed in, it's not a vadai. And then it becomes a big tumult in the Shef Shemaisa. What would happen by Chazaka? What happens is if this is a Ruba, the Isa come on. What happens if Ruba, the Lesa come on? Is it the same thing? Is there a digit of Ruba the East like I'm on Ruba the Nasik? I think he says there's a difference. Right? Anyway, that's it. Now, if Kimi would be by Mamzer Safek, if you have a Rive, is it what's it din? Okay, but that's not our Sigur at the moment. You know, but okay. Anyway, So the Isal Gadai to Svega, Diga Memer, Mimana Shapoy Nasuri. Shema Yasek Torah, maybe you'll do what's right. Okay, Mitzvah Nasrino, the hand of the Mitzvah Khadir. And that's a mitzvah. There's maybe you'll do what's right. So Nasrino, the hand of the Khadir. Mimana Shapoy, call you, she gets him in my mind, sir. How you read this? If the 10th animal came, if the 10th one came out, it went without the one that jumped in, so it's miser. Right. In other words, he's saying, why don't you go ahead, take the 1,000 animals that's in the deer, and count 10. If the miser comes out right, so it's fine. And if it doesn't, you got minyan roi. Tamar Rava, the bechoris minyan roi palter. Min she'ena minuyim, how minuyim p'turim? Because you only had 10 there, so you can't count anymore. Because you're only going to have 9. She'ena minuyim is starving in the garden. Achid, the ones that weren't counted will go to the garden. She evolved it all to him after she gets mad at garden. He's starving meino. I will minuyim p'turim in the roy. You know me, I share ya with us. We are over. We shall have our dad said it all. So we have done a master. Shuvain my mevira by my carriage. You told the little time starving. Okay. Right, this is not relevant to our point, but once you counted them, they become potter. And a man is in a maimar, number no, I do that. I because I feel very badly. Strike out because of last year, no, it's because serious and suffering. Call a serious regard, suffering again. In the case when they jump back, Shafilu, yards are potter, turba kamishi, Shubin, a siri, Korea, siri, and a tishi. Shapotter, ain't no mina minion. Brothers, I don't know why Rashi has to say that. I don't know why he says that, but okay, says that. Right? Why does he say that? He says it through all suffix, because no matter which one it comes out, he messes it up. Well, why does he? A fido yasa abdur b'chamishi. Shuvay siri kore. And why could he say a fido yasa? What does he say that for? In other words, Rashi had some havamina that it's only called a suffix. It's only going to mess you up if it comes out on the 10th one. But if it comes out on the 5th one, it doesn't mess you up. So what do I care? Either way, it's still a serious suffix. Either way, it's going to mess you up. It'll mess you up. It'll mess you up.
You getting your marsh effect, though?
I don't know why Rashi cared. What I didn't thought of. Kol asiris began suffocating. Shafilu yotzav torba chamishi. Even it came out the 5th. Ain asiri kori asiri. Ena tishi. Maybe otherwise, if you didn't have this, you could just give.
Maybe it's only the giving of the miser. Who says it's the counting? A siri vade means it has to be the 10th on the 10th one.
Oh, siri, I'm sorry, let me just think. If the 10th one is a suffix. I don't know why Rashi has to bother saying this. I mean, it sounds like there's some chiddush in Rashi. I mean, I assume it's, I probably assume this anyway, but Rashi thought that it only messes you up if this is going to become the one that becomes a meiser. If this is just one of the extra counted, then it doesn't mess you up. So what do I care? A meiser is a suffix that this is the one that's meiser. So it's a siri vada, even though a siri suffix.
How do you know it's a problem if it's part of the, one of the 10?
What?
How do we know if it's a problem if to count one of the 10? Maybe it's to count a suffix as one of the 10. Maybe the problem is to count one that's already counted. It means the 10th one that's already.
I said, Rashi's telling the fugue from what you just said. Rashi's havamina was that the only problem is that we have a drasha, the losha kvar. It's only the Rashi's Hamina was it's only a problem if it's going to be the 10th one. And Rashi is answering that no, that's not true. Even if it's going to be the 5th one, it's also a problem. I just don't know why Rashi finds that important.
Isn't that what Abai is trying to say? Is that the first 9 can't be a suffix? And my answer earlier doesn't work because of that. So it's not enough to tell you the 10th doesn't work.
Why can't?
He has to tell you the first time.
The answer wouldn't work even as long as you have this din that asiri vada below asiri suffix. So you can't make the 10th one nicer because
you can't. But maybe what about the first 9? What's the din of the first 9? Maybe there it is a suffix.
What are you gaining?
I think Abai is trying to say that his answer earlier doesn't work because those first 9.
Why does it affect his answer earlier? He's just saying, Abai is proving that there's a concept of a siri vada, no a siri suffix. Why is it a siri suffix? So Rashi would have thought it's a siri suffix because the 10th one is a suffix. And he's saying, no, it's not the 10th one that's a suffix, but all 10 are suffix. I just don't know. Like, who cares? Who cares why it's in a Asiri suffix? As long as it's a Asiri suffix, Rashi says, the call Asiri Shemem suffix, and not just the 10th one's a suffix, but they're all suffix. What do I care? What would be if it's only the 10th one is a suffix? It would be the same thing. I don't want to get back down. I'm not ready at doing. No, I don't know why Rashi has to tell you.
Maybe tomorrow
this.
There's going to be another 10th without it.
What?
Maybe tomorrow there's going to be another.
You're taking the 10 from this corral and the 10 from this corral.
Right, but if you have another one besides it tomorrow, so then maybe this one can't be yotze on the other ones because there's another 10th, and therefore you're taking a 10th on the suffix on something that's not suffix.
In other words, you're saying that Rashi's bothered, count 9 from here, and then take for the 10th one from somewhere else.
Well, no, or tomorrow they'll become a 10th.
Okay.
At some point in the future, they become a 10th. And then that means the whole time there was really an obligation without this one.
In other words, you're saying, I think what you're saying is, in other words, you can take a 10th from a different place. Count 9 from here. You have 1,000 animals mixed in this corral. So count 9, don't count the 10th. And for the 10th one, take from a different animal.
Tomorrow, a 10th one,
Bechor
will be born.
So, okay, but where the different one came from? So that would be a problem, according to me. If the only problem is on the 10th, so then you would have this solution. But now, if the problem is on every one, so you can't do anything. Okay, that sounds okay. Okay, you solved the problem. I'm not fine. Good. Very good. Okay. So that's it for the Gemara. So
what's the back and forth now? What takes on and off the step in the Gemara?
No, so Abai is saying that Abai wants to know. We have a Mishnah, Sveika Siklos and Adir Das Asir. Rav Hamnuna proves from there that Takva Kale Motsim Yada. Because it would be a Motsim Rav Chananya. Rav Chananya. Right. Because if it If it would be Amos Emo Sambiado, Nimsa that played the Mamina, but Mamina should call it. So Abaya went ahead and slugged up that right. Because you could have a case, I mean, Manasha, whatever. But Abaya is saying that for a different reason, not for the reason that Rav Hananya gave, but for a different reason, that Mishnah, that very Mishnah, proves that Tukfa Kohen Motziyim Miyado. Because if it will be a Motziyim Miyado, then they could be Nechnas and Sadir, because Asiri Vaday, but no Asiri Safek. Right? So what comes out, just for the record, for those who are keeping cheshbon, is that if you say Rashi, this is where we got our confusion in the Rashi says, talk for Koe, Motziyim, the issue whether Motziyim or A Motziyim is only when it's Shasak Bachar Kaksava. But all these discussions are not by Shasak Bachar Kaksava. So, you know, it's totally on what the din by Tokfa Kohen by Shasav Akatsavach would have an afkamina to three things. It would have an afkamina according to Rav Hanuna that if the din is that Tokfa Kohen Motsim Osamiyado, then you can't get Asa Gizav Avayda. But if it's Aim Osim Osamiyado, even if it's only Aim Osim Osamiyado by Tokav Akatsavach, then you could get a Giza Vavayda even by, even when he's not tough, it doesn't grab it. According to Rav Hananya, if it would be, the din would be Shosak Barakak Aksavach, Emo Timo Samayado, then even when it's not Shosak Barakak Aksavach, it's Paita Mamayna, but Mamayna should call it. And Abai is saying, if the din would be that Shasav Akagatsava, that Amos Yemos Amiyado, so then it would be a Chisarin of a series of Adai, but not a series of it.
Why is that a Chisarin? How's that a Chisarin? Why is that a Chisarin there?
What?
Why is that a Chisarin there? Where's the
cut? In the Drasha, a series of Adai, but not a series of it. So if the Muxik, if it's not Paskin, but in other words, the Perini, the way we learned in Rashi, the machlekes, whether Tokfa Kohen Motziyim or Ein Motziyim, is whether it's Paskin 100% Vaday, that it belongs to the Yisrael. If it's Paskin 100% Vaday, belongs to the Yisrael, then even when the Kohen grabs it, we're Motziyim Yad, even if there's a Shtapik Shtika Golda, because like Rabba said, the Yisrael is considered the Muxik. If it's not considered 100% Paskin, so then when the Kohen grabs it, he becomes a Muxik. So the underlying Shaila is who's considered the Muxik. So that's the underlining Shaila between if Tokfa Kohen Motziyim and Motziyim. Who's considered the Muxik, which is predicated, I said it wrong, on whether or not you have a Vaday Psak that belongs to the Yisrael. So the Gemara Abai is saying, if you're gonna say Tokfa Kohen, Aimo Simo Samiyado by Shasak Akarak Tafas, which means that the by Shasak and Tafas and then Sava Avakak Sava, whatever. So which means that the Kohen has still a Suffolk bias here. Because if there wouldn't be a Suffolk bias, the Kohen would never be able to consider himself Muxik. So then it would be considered a Siri Suffolk. And you wouldn't be able to be Sfekas and Klaus and the Deer, even in a case where no one, the Kohen never grabbed it.
Why does it, why, we had, that's the, just that, why is that, why is that a Siri now have a problem? If the Kohen has.
Because if you say that the Kohen would grab it and there's a Suffolk Hodah, the Kohen wins. That means that the Kohen is considered Muxik. The Kohen is only considered Muxik if there wasn't a Vaday Psak beforehand that it doesn't belong to the Israel. That it, if there was a Vaday Psak that it belongs to the Israel, then Rashi says, and it's whatever it is, remains in the status of the Israel, and the Israel is considered the Muxik. So that's what Rashi said in Rabbah. Right? So the fact that the Yisrael is not considered the Muktzeh when the Kohen grabs it is indicative that there's a room for a Suffolk, that there's a Suffolk in Bezin, whether it belongs to the Kohen. If there's a Suffolk in Bezin, whether it belongs to the Kohen, even though the Anhaga is of Amazim Mechaber Varaya that the Yisrael gets it, but since there's a fourth and Lumdis, there's a Suffolk, so that Suffolk makes that it's a Sire Vada, even though a Sire Suffolk. Right? That's what comes out in the Gemara here, according to Rashi. That's what we said.
I'm just not getting the Sire Vada, even though a Sire Suffolk part. I'm not getting this. You have 10 animals. I guess I don't know.
You have 10 animals. If one animal belongs to the Kaye, so then it's a serious suffix. Right? If it's one animal belongs to the Kaye, then it's not a good miser because you have to have all 10 animals have to belong to the Israel to be a Siri. As long as one animal belongs to the Kaye, you can't give miser. Right? Misers only have 10 animals out of Israel.
He counted the animal. What does that do with it?
But the Yisrael has 1,000 animals.
Yeah.
One animal jumped in there. That animal belongs. I'm not by the jumping cases. By this case, Svegas Niklas of the deer.
By the next case. I thought by the next case everybody was saying. That's what I could understand. I don't. The next case by the 1,000 animals.
1,000 animals has nothing to do with Tukfa Kohen.
That's all this.
I know there's 1,000 animals is because there's time a suffix there. Nothing to do with Tukfa Kohen. There's a suffix because he jumped in.
Yes. What does it have to do with anything?
No, that's doing anything. That's just an indication that from over there we're just proving that a Siri Vada, even though a Siri suffix. The fact that if one animal jumped in, your potter, proves the principle of Asire Vadai below Asire Safek. Now that we know there's a principle of Asire Vadai below Asire Safek.
Oh, you weren't sure about that?
What?
I didn't realize we weren't sure about that. I thought that was a drasha somewhere.
They're proving it from that thing. The fact that Kavis Echad Mina Minyan, they're all Pturim, proves that there's a drasha of Asire Vadai below Asire Safek. Now that we know there's such a drasha, so Abaya says, so why is Vegas Nikmosin the dearness Asher? Granted, the Muktzeh paskin that the Israel gets to keep it. But if you hold Tukfa Kohen, Amos Yemos on the other, so it should still be considered a Safek Kohen. And it should still be considered a Siri Vada, even though a Siri Safek.
Why do we still call them Sfakers?
What?
If we're considering a Siri Vade, why do we call them
a Siri? I don't know. Akasha Maisa. Because that's what happens.
People... So the Terrence is a Safade. They're Suffolk.
No. It started out as a Suffolk. And then somehow or another, the Muktzeh Paskin. So the Muktzeh Paskin, that's Vade, but they still call it a Suffolk. That's how people are. My mother always called me her baby, even when I was a big boy.
That's how you have places called like Altenayershul.
Okay, I don't know. You started out as a Suffolk. You know,
the point is we wouldn't do a Manashach. That's what I'm saying. The point is we wouldn't do a Manashach.
It's not me, Manashach, because you wouldn't do me Manashach. It's that because you're patterned through the din of Asiri Vada, but not Asiri Suffolk.
But we don't need the Kimt anymore to say there's only 10. We don't need that. We don't need
it
that.
Doesn't help make any difference, even no matter what the case is. Your potter, because a Siri Vadai, but a Siri Suffolk. There's no point to say, yeah, you don't need, you know, you wouldn't do the 10 either, because even with the, even if there's only 10, you have a Mimana Shach, you wouldn't do it, because you have a tour of a Siri Vada, even though a Siri Suffolk, you know, the Yisrael can just go home and not do anything. He doesn't have to bother with this Mimana Shach.
Is it a good Raya or it's not a good Raya?
What?
Is it a good Raya or it's not a good Raya for Rabbah? Does Rabbah have
a good Raya? Abaya is saying that we have a good Raya to Rabbah. Because since I proved from the din of the din of Kapas Echa Minaminuyim, that proves to me a principle of Asire Vadai Vida Asire Safik. Saying, once I know there's such a principle, if it says Sfekis Nefasis Adir, that by definition proves that Takva Kohem Osim Osomiyado. Because if it would be Aim Osim Osomiyado, then the din would be, that means Aim Osim means it's still quasi, there's still a Safek moment, a Safek that it might be the Kohen. If it's a Safek, it might be the Kohen. Even so, then it's a it's Safek Meiser. And there's no Chiv on Safek Meiser.
What does Rav Hamnuna say back?
I don't know what Rav Hamnuna says back. The Gemara doesn't tell me what Rav Hamnuna says back. I'm not.
He's not arguing with us. He's not arguing.
I don't know. We don't ask that question. That's not a fair question. So you want to argue with the Gemara? The Gemara, Abaya comes along and says he has a raya.
It doesn't say it's a pircha. It doesn't say it's like that. He has a raya to what he said. This concept is not like that. It's like the shikol. It's not mashma.
I don't know. I don't do those things. And it's not what I don't want to. So the Gemara says, Abaya said there's a raya from here to Rab, which means there's a raya against Rav Hamnuna. What did Rav Hamnuna do? I don't know. Doesn't tell you. That's like arguing with the Gemara. Abaya says he has a raya.
Abaya and Rav Hanani both hold there's a proof to Rabba from the same case.
Yes, but they have different reasons. Proofs, different reasons.
Right, so what doesn't Abaya like about Rav Hanani?
Hanani's raya was because you have plagiarism in mind of the mind of Shekoek. So he said that you have a solution that you could get away without plagiarism in mind of the mind of Shekoek if you have a mimana shah. Plagiarism in mind of the mind of Shekoek means that the Israel is getting away too easy. We should be more machmer on him because we shouldn't let him do this. Because he might be being put in mind of Mamayim Shekoek.
All 10 are suffix, then you're not put in mind of Mamayim
Shekoek. But the Abaya is coming along with the opposite, that you're being, you should be more machmer on him. You got to be more mako on him. Because suffix meiser, asiri bad, then asiri suffix, then there's no reason to start clearing anything. Everything is putter. Okay.
So you really have Rav Hanani also. Wow. You know, Rav Hanani doesn't know what he's talking about. Say a bite.
Okay. So what do you want? What do you want from me?
These are great people. I'd like to know what they're thinking.
Okay. Well, what the problem in this Gemara, which, okay, let's continue reading. As long as we're reading, let's finish the Gemara, and then I'm supposed to get finished with it. The problem with the Gemara is that it comes out that the Gemara, Abaye, at the end of the day, is bringing a raya mukhrachas that takva kaway motziyim yado, and that's the maskana of the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't bring any what Rav Hananya said, Rav Hamnuna says back. So the Gemara, the steam as a Gemara, is that Abaya got at the end, and yet the million-dollar problem, which for the is that the Rambam paskins takva kaway a motziyim osam yado, right? That's the million-dollar problem. Let's keep on reading because it comes down to the Gemara. Okay. I'm going to Rav Achmin if the Ravina my Sfekas. This is a tangent point that we don't have to get into. Ine Masavi Bukhar Fekas Rachman Vadoshi Kari Kodesh. And a Savi Pidin Petr Chamor. Rav Achmin, Rav Achmin, Rav Achmin, so yes, you're something, Sara, something Petr Chamor. So Beijo Majane Masar Sin Mumaza Beijo. Okay. That I'm going to skip because that's not even relevant to us. Okay, my Abi Olay de Mesusa. So this is a very, very strange question. My Abi Olay de Mesusa. Why is this such a strange question?
Because if we just said at the conclusion of the Gemara by Paskin that it is Motzin Miado, that means that the guy, the halacha is that the hektesh that the guy did on the Mesusa should not take effect.
Right, because the Gemara on Vav Amin Aleph, when they asked the question of Hegdish, it was only on Imtim Seloimar that Emel Seymel Somiyadam. But the Gemara said to Feirish, Imtim Seloimar Takafaneinu Motsim Yado Higdisha Enem Mikudashas. So the Gemara clearly said, that if it's Motsiyan Miyado, then the Hegdish is worthless. So the only basis for the Safeg was because Emotsiyan Motsiyan Miyado. So now Pashas, Mesusa is the same as Talis, because the Gemara compared the two, even though it might be a different case, but the Gemara seemed to compare Mesusa to Talis. So it should come out that by Mesusa, so once we're paskening Tukfo Kohe, Mosim Oso Miyada, like Abaya, so there's no Shaira, what's the Svara Mesusa? It's Mosim Miyada. It's Mosim Miyada means it's paskening Mataris Vaadai, that it's not yours. So one password, right? So what's the Gemara's kasha? My Avila.
Maybe Amir is different. I don't know. Maybe Amir is different.
What?
Maybe Amir is different. I'm just in trouble following.
I can't hear you. Sorry.
Where is Rabbi holding in the Gemara?
Where am I holding the Gemara? The Gemara says, my Avila the Mesusa. By mine, it's like it's Machbe. Okay, I'm sorry. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
I was saying we had a shayla on that vava medalef on the bottom about ba base of b'rishus. So we had other two.
Right, but the Gemara said the feirish. It's the feirish in the Gemara that imtim selamar motziim also miyado. There's no shayla. Right, the Gemara said the feirish. Imtim selamar motziim also miyado. Hikdisha ainam ikudashas. Gemara said the feirish. And now Abaya is proving Motsiyim Oso Miyado. So what in the
Rashi,
world?
Rabbi told us that Rashi was so pasha. If he was takafit, is different also. Rabbi told us that Rashi, it says if he's takafit first, it's not the same. That only child, Rashi only, he's not. If that's Hikdisha Beloy Takfa, not if it's takaf, right?
I don't know what he's saying. What?
Rabbi just said, Intim Tulemit Takfa, right?
Where it says imtim selamar takvay meino motziim miyado hikdisha ena mikudashes.
That's only hikdisha beloy takva, right?
Yeah, but in the case of mesusa was also hikdisha beloy takva.
Okay.
So I don't know the offhand, a very simple answer, but it gets into the giant machlokes b'shaynim, and that's why with the well, if you did the kutras was fake, because there's a simple answer except that it gets confusing. Why the kutras fake is there a simple answer? Anyone figure it out? You did Rav Chaim and the kutras was fake because Rav Chaim for the kutras was fake. Rav Chaim says, why is Tukfo Kohe Motziim Miyado? Why? He said, because there's a marikama. That's what he says. He says that there's Motsiyim Oso Miyado is going to get a Vada Psak. Why is Motokva calling Motsiyim Oso Miyado? It's because the marikama passed him to Torah's Vada. Because he's what?
In Masusa, there's no marikama.
There's no marikama. In other words, there's a giant machlokes rishayim. Whether by Bechor there's a Marikama. This is a sugya. There's like a million things that are unclear in this sugya. So there's a big, gigantic machlekes rishayim, and that's where there's the Shev Shemaitza also. Is there a Marikama by Safek Bechor? On one hand, the Yisrael owned the mother. So he has a Marikama on the mother. And Kozman, the baby, was inside the mother. The Yisrael owned it. And the Uber Yerech Imo. But because it didn't get a kedusha as bechor, Kozman was inside the mother. But the shaila is when the baby's born, is it a brand new entity that you have no marikam on it? So that's a gigantic machlokes b'shaila. But Rav Chaim of the kutras tzfeikis, that we were supposed to get to, which we never got to, maybe we'll get to eventually, hopefully, better than Hashem. So he says that the reason why we pass in Tukfo Kohe Motziim Miyado is because the Marikama passed in B'Torah's Vadai. The Marikama passed in B'Torah's Vadai because the Yisrael has a Marikama, because the Yisrael has a Marikama in the mother. the bias of the mother carries over to the baby. Therefore, these trolls are marikama. The marikama paskins vada. What Rav Hamnuna thought, I don't know. He doesn't tell you. It's very, very bothersome to me in the Kuntres Sfekas. What did Rav Hamnuna think? I don't know, because he was telling me also heard of marikama. But the Maisa, he said that's pshat. So then this proud Gemara is very simple. That the Gemara is asking, may have allowed the Mesusa, because by Mesusa there is no marikama. So by Mesusa, we don't know whether it's talking about Motsim or Amotsim. Just because we bask in that by Sabek Bechor, in other words, what happened was as follows. They asked the Shaida by Mesusa or Taoist, is it Hegdish? It was Tole Amshad in Ena Breshuso. They're Hegdish by Ena Breshuso. Rav Hanuna thought, he wanted to bring a raya that you could get Hegdish of Ena Rishuso from Sabek Bechor. Because he understood that Sabek Bechor is Amosim, also Amosim, also Miyada. Comes along Rabba and says, you blew it. Because by Sabek Bechor has nothing to do with anything. Sabek Bechor is really Amosim, also Miyada. According to Abai, according to the Rav Chaim of the Kuntres Sfekas, because over there is a Marikama, and over there is Motsim Asamiyado. The reason why it gets an Issa Giza Vavaida, because Kedush Abom Yalah is shiny, and therefore Savik Bechor in no way has anything to do with Mesusa, because Mesusa was go ahead and was a, there was a no Marikama. And therefore we have a Shaila, what the din? And Sabek Bechor, there's a Marikama, and you, Rav Hamnuna, you just got everything mixed up.
I mean, can't that prove that in the case of Mesusa and Vavam and Aleph, that ain't Motsiyim, that the only Motsiyim because of Marikama?
We don't know that the reason. Just the Kuntres Sfekas says that. I don't know if the Gemara, you know, I don't know, whatever. The Kuntres Sfekas says that the reason why Mesusa is here is Motsiyim because of Marikama. What was the Gemara Shaila and Mesusa? I don't know. So Gemara Shaila without Marikama, apparently. But anyway, so according to
why are you saying if Hamnuna is mixed up? I don't understand. Hamnuna thought only shot by Tukfakoyan was Ein Motsiyim. If it's Ein Motsiyim by a Marikama, it's surely Ein Motsiyim by no Marikama.
You're right. I did mean he's mixed up. He means that he got all wrong shot. He got all rabbis. No, you got all wrong chat. You said over there it's Amotsim. You're wrong. Over there it's Motsim. There's a Marikama there. Over there it's Motsim. It's Kusha Bomyana Hashaini. You know, he's saying that you made, Rabba is saying to Rav Hamnuna that you made many mistakes, so to speak. You made a double mistake. You made a mistake that you thought Amotsim and you really is Motsim because of the Marikama. And you thought that it's a raya because you didn't know Kusha Bo Me'aleha, and it's no raya because Kusha Bo Me'aleha. So Rabba is saying that Rav Hamnuna really made two mistakes. He didn't know the concept of Kusha Bo Me'aleha, and he didn't know that Marikama is going to paskin that Motsiyim. But a Maisa Shreya, which we don't have time to go into, but What did Rav Hamnuna think? What did Rav Hamnuna think? I mean, if you assume that there's a Marikama by a Safek Bechor, which is what this Kuntres Sfekas is assuming, so what is John Rav Hamnuna? How could Rav Hamnuna think Amos Yemos Miyada, there's a Marikama? I mean, we know we go by Marikama. It's Marikama, that's in Okal Tarakuda. We go by Marikama.
Yeah, but so why? Well, maybe why, is it also by Gizah? Why is it also by... Why is that?
So what's he
saying? Right. It's
so it's a machlokes in the Gemara whether or not there's a marikama. Okay. If there's a marikama by Bechor, but I don't know if anyone says that that's a machlokes between Abaye and
Rabbi. It's not a sofeg. Once the kohen, if there's a cheskas marikama. But once there's a shasak b'achas tavach, and we say it's also b'zid avoida, that's telling us what the halacha is. It's not asking b'zid avoida. It's not saying We're saying once it's by the kain, if you look at it as vade the kain, it's not.
But Rav Hamnuna says that there is a shot that tokva kain emo tzimo samiyada.
Right.
And but the bai is saying that you're wrong because the marikama paskins. What's the marikama paskins? So
that's Rashi's line from Rabbah. He doesn't have to. Rebbe told us Rashi has a line from Rabbah, right? That Rashi said there's some kind of mistama chazaka. I'm not sure if that's what Mechaim and Rashi are trying to say the same.
Mistama chazaka is a muksik chazaka, not a marikama. Mistama Rashi was discussing hilchas muksik. We get this is such a confusing sugya. Rashi is discussing the chazaka of muksik. And the Kuntras Vegas is discussing the chazaka of marikama. And the Kuntras of Vegas is saying at the end of the day that there's a marikama here. I don't know. Rashi don't seem to say that. Rashi seems to say there's a muksik here.
But why isn't it shtar the marikama if there's a shazak v'chatzavach?
But it's a suffix. It's a suffix. If it's a suffix, I mean, I know it's a suffix.
Yeah, but maybe he's maida.
Maybe because he's saying it's not a suffix. It's vade maida.
Right.
Okay, maybe. You know, he's trying to prove it. But then what is it? So then what does it prove anything? So then why would that affect Giza Vavayda when there's no halda? The whole way we explained Rav Hamnuna said he holds it's not a vada. It's a suffix. Because otherwise, one thing would not be megal on the other.
We see his zechus in it. That's all.
But not if the only reason why he gets it is because there's a vada hilda, then it doesn't show he has a zechus. Anyway, it's time a guy can be made there. Made there doesn't give the fact that the guy's made there, you get it doesn't show you have a zechus. It only shows you have a zechus if you get it when there's a suffix hilda. Okay, all right,
Isn't Rav Hamnuna more pashtus in the Lashon of the Braisa, in the Mishnah?
What, I'm sorry?
Isn't Rav Hamnuna more pashtus in the Lashon, Amotzi Mechavir V'Laraya?
Question is, I'm saying if the Kuntras of Zvekas says that there's a Marikama here, then it doesn't make sense. How can it be that you win if you have a Marikama against a Marikama? Okay, that's what the
Mishnah is saying.
Can we do the Kuntras of Zvekas tomorrow? But I like to do like this, from really starting from the beginning of Os Vav, I mean Aleph Vav. Where is it? Aleph Vav. That's all.
Aleph Vav. Didn't we do that Kuntras HaSekis before in another sugya?
Well, maybe so. You do it again.
We did.
I was remembering Aleph Vav. That being.
Yeah, we did that, but the it gets in at the end. I don't think we did the end about. He quotes his brother. So that's where his brother discusses talk about Kais. What? No, it's not Kais. His brother
is the one who's the brother.
Another brother. Or something? Okay, I don't know which brother this is.
Definitely were three brothers. The Kais slash Shev Shmaitza. Was it? No?
There were four brothers in total.
Four brothers?
Four, yeah.
Can we say Kriosa?
What's that?
It's a good family.
I can double check, but I think it's four.
Okay.
Plus there were three brothers who were Tzfarim and the fourth brother.
Okay, anyway, okay. So we'll look at the Kuntras Vegas tomorrow. And if we finish
that's the one being quoted, no?
With the Shev Shemaitza. And then the other Shem, I think at the end, by the end of this week, I want to move on. I think Tokva Kohen has gotten to me.
Rebbe, but what about the Rambam?
Okay, you learn on your own.
Rebbe, when I was in Israel, we spent like 6 weeks on Tokva Kohen. No, I mean.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
We're getting there. You're getting close. No?
Okay.
How come the Rambam gets all the credit when the Ravid doesn't argue with them?
I don't know. Okay. I guess you can't, everybody.